So Cavs over the Raptors, to put it mildly, in game one. Bobby Marks joins us, friend of the show, front office insider for Yahoo's The Vertical and former Nets assistant GM. That was a sound beating last night, Bobby. What did you think?
Well, I think the rest certainly helped Cleveland. I don't know if there was a hangover effect for Toronto. I just thought that these guys came off, you know, firing on all cylinders off the, it was like a runaway train, and I thought they kind of put the brakes on somewhere in that mid second quarter here. But yeah, I mean, if this Cleveland team is going to play like this, I mean, you're going to need a above human effort from across the board, not just your backcourt there.
Like Sidney Crosby got hurt for the Penguins last night, and now everyone kind of knows the Capitals are in that playoff series. After watching that game, like that's my feeling. Unless LeBron gets hurt, like it's two different teams and two different planets right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the big three is playing like that, and you're going to get contributions from your bench, from Korver, Darren Williams, that group, I think you've got to figure out how does a Kevin Love or a Kyrie Irving. I think LeBron getting his own, although that Indiana game three certainly was a special game there, but you've got to figure a way how to how to kind of try to neutralize, either Love or Kyrie to an extent. And then from Toronto's perspective, I don't know what you do with the lineup. I know you went small against Milwaukee when they put Norman in there, and that really worked, and you took JV out. I don't think you can do that with this group. I really don't. I mean, I don't see Serge, Garden, Tristan. I think he could. But then you've got Norm on Kevin Love. I mean, there's such a big height disadvantage there. So, and that's the big key there. I think JV, the Mari Carroll, can you get something out of these guys? You know what you're going to get from Kyle and DeMar. Serge has been, pretty good in the series. He was good in that Milwaukee series. But it's kind of your other players. What else can you get from them?
Respect has kind of been a buzzword in this city today, Bobby, in regards to that game yesterday, because, yeah, LeBron's catching an alley-oop off the window and he's feigning drinking a beer. And I tried to convince myself that, yeah, the Cavs thought they were in for a fight, considering last year went six games in the conference final and they did not win the East during the regular season. It's hard to convince myself of that after seeing that game yesterday.
No, you're right. I mean, the positive is, and I think I was tweeting about it during that San Antonio game, is that, it only counts as one. It's not a game and a half. It's not two. So you don't lose two games last night by the amount of points you get to. I think a lot of it comes down to a mental aspect of it. I really do. And, I think Toronto needs to be in a game when it gets down to the fourth quarter here. I think falling behind in that first or second quarter, especially, tomorrow night, if Cleveland gets off to a start 30-18 like the other night, and I know Toronto came back, I think this could be a short series. I really do. I think, Toronto's got to get off to a good start here and stay in the game. Even if you don't win, at least you have some type of momentum. You go home. It's almost like last year. You go home and try to win your two, games three and four. But, from a talent stand base, it's you look at what Cleveland could put out there, and I know we talk about LeBron a lot, but I mean, it's still a talented team. It's just a matter of, do the matchups work out there?
Yeah, you mentioned the start. I think that would be a big starting point for people evaluating how the Raptors can get back into this series. And you mentioned, the lineup change that the Raptors made during that Bucks series, removing JV from the starting five, inserting Norm Powell. If you don't think it's Powell, is there another permutation of this starting five that you can get a better start? Because, yesterday's five didn't seem to work.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, you look at, you haven't gotten much from DeMar. I mean, in the perfect world, you'd love to have the DeMar Carroll from the Atlanta days, 2 years ago when we played them in that first round series, and he was, in borderline all-star and all-star that year. And, we'd put him on LeBron and you'd put Serge, let him guard Tristan, and you kind of just shift everyone over or you can, put Damari on Kevin, or, you do some type of lineup there. But I just don't know if Damari Carroll, I don't think he can hold up, from his end, during the series. This is not Milwaukee, and to get down in a game and try to fight your way back, you're going to be fighting uphill all game here.
Bobby Marks joins us from Yahoo's The Vertical on the Andrew Walker Show. It's Andrew Walker. It is Ben Ennis. There was this narrative this year. I mean, we know that the East, we tried to convince ourselves otherwise at times down the stretch when Cleveland was struggling so much, but we know it's the Cavaliers conference. So you build your team and Masai Ujiri makes these moves, and on the surface, it's everything is done to compete with Cleveland, to push Cleveland, to play with Cleveland. It's only one game. It was a one-sided one game. But if this series goes like that, Bobby, in four or five, I mean, does it not challenge your whole architecture? Does it not challenge your whole belief system of what you're doing here?
No, it challenges your patience. You know, it challenges your patience with the current group. It, you know, it challenges you what you do in the off season when you've got some big decisions to make with Kyle and Serge, PJ Tucker, who was a free agent there. I think, and that's why, you know, we talked about it during the trade deadline. You know, you have to kind of dictate how vulnerable this Cleveland team was, and I always thought that they were not vulnerable. I knew that, you know, you had a feeling they would make some of these changes. When you get to the playoffs, this is a team built for the playoffs, and it's almost like Golden State out west. It's, you know, it's going to challenge these teams in the East and the West. Are you willing to wait it out here? I think Golden State's a little bit different because those guys are kind of in their, you know, their prime of their career, and there's a big four. I think Cleveland's a teeny bit different, and although LeBron does not get injured, you know, they're going to go through the same struggles next year with a roster and a repeater tax and kind of turning over that bench and stuff. Plus, it'll be a year older. So do you have the patience and discipline to bring back the core, you know, at an expense, probably a luxury tax team, and almost play a waiting game where maybe next year they're a little more vulnerable, but right now they're not?
Let's throw out the regular season. Let's almost even throw out the four games against the Pacers. Are the Cavs a better team than they were last year, adding you know, the small pieces they have, Darren Williams, the Kyle Korver, are they a better team this year than last?
I think they are. I mean, you know, if they're firing on cylinders, I can't believe how much weight Darren Williams has lost. I mean, I think during a game last night, I think Marv was doing a game. He mentioned that he's lost like 15 or 20 pounds since he's been in Cleveland. I wish he did that in Brooklyn. Goodness gracious, I'd probably still have a job there. I mean, it's amazing, I guess. But, hey, you go to a team and you've got championship aspirations and you're a free agent and you know, you kind of change your diet a little bit there. But, yeah, I mean, you look at Darren and Korver. You know, Derek Williams hasn't played much. You know, Shumpert, I mean, shoot, before last night I hadn't seen him on Shumpert make a jump shot. And last night he's, you know, hitting threes and dunking and doing all different things. But, yeah, I think their bench is certainly better than it was a year ago. You have that Channing Frye piece. They've had you know, 6 weeks to basically kind of find a rhythm here. And yeah, I mean, when healthy, and if this team can stay healthy, and I think that's the key, is getting through these series unscathed here. This team is better than last year.
So bottom line, I mean, the Raps need to win one of these on the road. Bottom line, what can they do? And that was the frustrating part for me, Bobby, watching that game last night, is like, we've seen over the last couple of years, we've seen the Raptors play some really bad playoff games where it's frustrating, but you say, yeah, they just, whatever, they don't have it tonight, and you'll come back and make some adjustments next game. I didn't, other than, you know, not hitting your open looks, and guys like Patrick Patterson and, you know, DeMar Carroll have to do that. You have to hit those shots. But other than that, I didn't think they were atrocious last night. To me, it was just all about Cleveland. And when it's all about Cleveland, like, what can they do in game two?
Well, a couple things. I think you can't let this team go on, let them go on runs. You know, you close the gap in that second quarter, and then you look up, and all of a sudden it's 14 going into the half. I think you've got to, you know, it's almost like a losing streak. You've got to prevent, you know, some of these big runs for this team to do. I think, can you somehow follow the script of that game four in Milwaukee? I know the scenario is a little bit, but I think you've got to really slow down the game. Really make it ugly, you know, maybe not pleasant for us to watch, but, you know, to kind of try to get in a half court, you know, game with this team and slow it down. I think if you get out and you're turning the ball over and you let them get out and transition, I think you're sitting, you know, dead duck in the water there. So I think that's kind of some of the keys there. I mean, we talked about this, you know, getting off to a slow start. They really have to get off to a good start here. And I'm not saying up 10 going into the half.
Yeah.
But you've got to have it. And that's why I think when you look back at that Indiana series, and that was the big question was that they're you know, Cleveland's inability to put that Pacer team away. And I thought if you flip the switch and if you put Toronto in that position that Indiana was, I thought that, you know, they could probably steal a game, you know, in Cleveland there, because, you know, how, the margin there. And I think that's kind of how you have to follow it. Be in a game when you get into the fourth quarter here.